It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Michael Shortz of Florence, Oregon. I said, think of a means of transportation in seven letters. Change the fifth letter to a U and read the result backward. You'll get a common Latin word followed by its English synonym. What words are these? Well, the transportation is dog sled. Change the L to a U and backward you get Deus and God.
There were just under 900 correct entries this week, so pretty good. And our winner is Allison Fitch of Poquag, New York. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
I just started writing down a list of modes of transportation. And then when I couldn't find one with seven letters, I just started to think outside the box and came up with dog sled and played around with it. And that's how I figured it out.
Okay. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
So I've been listening to the puzzle since the 90s, but I just started entering and submitting answers sometime in the last year.
Okay, so this is your first time winning.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am a retired teacher. I taught special education for 32 years. In my spare time, I'm in two book groups. I volunteer. I'm in a couple of choir groups. And I love to cook and listen to NPR.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're ready to play the puzzle, but I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Allison and Aisha, I'll give you rhymes for some well-known cities. You name the cities. For example, if I said cargo, you would say Fargo, as in Fargo, North Dakota. And these are all U.S. cities. Your first one is Noisy.
Boise.
Right, Colder.
Boulder.
Right, Shaken.
Shaken.
Think Georgia.
I'm stuck.
Starts with an M?
Yes.
Macon. Macon.
Macon, okay. Georgia, is it? Bruno.
Bruno.
It's a state capital. Do you know what the 49th state is?
Alaska, Hawaii. Yeah. Oh, Juneau. I've been there.
Juneau, is
yes.
it? Palace.
Dallas.
That's it. Dancing.
Lansing.
Yes. Peyton.
Peyton.
It's in Ohio.
Peyton. Dayton.
That's yeah. it. Bonkers.
Yonkers.
Yes. Scenic.
Phoenix.
Yes. Holly.
Holly.
From Aisha's home state.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. Yes.
Which state is that?
North Carolina.
Oh, Holly. I can't think of it.
Go ahead, Aisha.
Raleigh.
Raleigh,
oh, there
is
we
it?
Go. Okay.
How about Zeno?
Reno.
Yes. Foreman. Yeah, it's possible you don't know it. Do you know this one, Aisha?
I don't. The only thing I'm thinking is Norman.
Norman is it. Norman, Oklahoma. Good.
Oh, Norman. I didn't know that was a city, though. Okay.
There you go. How about Cortland? It's in both Maine and Oregon.
Portland.
That's it. Radisson.
Madison.
Yes, and your last one is Medicine. City in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Madison.
And it's also the name of an inventor.
Edison.
Edison, New Jersey, is it? Good job.
Yeah, well, that was trickier than it seemed like, but you did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
I'm relieved that I got through it, but I'm so happy that I could be here.
You did a great job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Allison, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WAMC in Albany.
That's Allison Fitch of Poquag, New York. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both so much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, name a product in 7 letters that people buy in a shop that typically sells only this product. The last 4 letters backwards spell what people often do to this product. You can rearrange the first 3 letters to spell what people then do to this product. What product is it? So again, 7 letters. Typically, it's sold in a shop that sells only this product. The last 4 letters backward spell what people often do to this product. And then you can rearrange the first 3 letters to spell what people then do to this product. What product is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just 1 entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.